Hey there, Zed News family. Welcome to episode 499, wow, nearly hitting that 500 mark. Today's lineup is a mix of hot-button issues, from healthcare crunches to political legacies, and even some sports heartbreak. So grab your favorite drink, settle in, and let's unpack what's shaping Zambia right now. First up, the healthcare scene. You know, it's just not a good look when hospitals start turning into long queues, and waiting rooms resemble sardine cans. The Zambia Medical Association is sounding the alarm, urging the government to speed up the employment of doctors. This all stems from the Resident Doctors Association pulling out their voluntary staff, a move that's seriously stressing the system. It's a reminder that relying on volunteers in critical sectors like healthcare is like building a house on quicksand. Temporary solutions don't hold up when the wind blows. Our people deserve sustainable health services, not just band-aid fixes. Speaking of governance, the Institute of Directors has voiced concern over a trend that's raising eyebrows, board chairs jumping straight into CEO roles within the same organization. This pattern, seen in entities like Zambia Railways and Zambia Tourism Agency, blurs the lines of oversight and creates potential conflicts of interest. The recent appointment of Kekenenwa Muyanwa as ZCCMI CEO, after serving as chair, only fuels this debate. It's a classic case of the fox guarding the henhouse, and in corporate governance, that's a risky game. Transparency and clear boundaries are essential to prevent conflicts that could undermine organizational integrity. Now, switching gears to the business world, Zesco and Savenda have settled a K1.3 million dispute over a performance bond through a consent order. It's good to see parties finding common ground outside the courtroom. This reminds us that negotiations and mutual agreements can sometimes be the smarter, more dignified path, avoiding costly legal battles and preserving business relationships. It's a testament to the fact that in Zambia's growing economy, settlement is often the handshake that seals the deal. Moving on, the political landscape continues to be a mixture of reflection and controversy. The waiting game for former President Edgar Lungu's remains in South Africa has sparked debates about how we honor our leaders. Lungu himself raised concerns about history repeating itself, a stark reminder that political transitions are delicate times. Meanwhile, the family of Lungu is refuting claims that police are withholding their passports, emphasizing the importance of facts over misinformation. The truth, as always, is somewhere in the middle, but what's clear is that politics can make mourning a battleground, which shouldn't be the case. And speaking of politics, CASPA's call to mourn Lungu without disrespecting SATA hits home. It's a delicate dance of legacies, sensitive, yet necessary. Respecting past leaders while forging ahead requires tact and maturity, especially in a nation still healing from political wounds. The challenge is to honor history without letting it become a source of division. On the economic front, NAPSA's receipt of a K40 million dividend from Neil showcases how strategic investments can pay off. Pension funds investing in sectors like hospitality demonstrate that smart money can fuel national growth. It's like planting seeds in a garden. When nurtured properly, those seeds grow into fruitful trees that benefit everyone. Meanwhile, the agricultural sector faces its own hurdles. The Food Reserve Agency's decision to halt soybean purchases due to surplus has farmers crying foul. They're worried about losing markets, which threaten their livelihoods. It's a stark reminder that government policies need to balance excess with sustainability. Farmers are the backbone of Zambia's economy. After all, if they falter, the whole food security chain feels the shake. In sports, the Chipolopolo's early exit from the COSAFA Cup is a bitter pill, second straight group stage elimination. But hey, every setback is a setup for a comeback, right? Assistant coach Tengbeshi's call for resilience underscores that winning isn't just about trophies, but also about bouncing back stronger from disappointments. Zambia's football story is still being written, with hope that next time, they'll turn those losses into lessons. And on the food security front, the government's limited funds to buy maize could spell trouble, especially with climate change throwing unpredictable weather our way. The Minister of Agriculture's warning about constrained budgets is a reminder that in the race for food security, every shilling counts. We can't afford to gamble with our harvests, hunger waits for no one. Before I forget, a strange case is unfolding. Police suspect a man of murder after bringing his deceased girlfriend to hospital, claiming she ingested insecticide. The story's got all the ingredients of a thriller, raising questions about the circumstances of her death and the man's account. It's a stark reminder of how fragile life can be, and how crucial thorough investigations are to get to the truth. And then, there's the mysterious death of a ZNBC staffer, Chabwela Zulu, found in a lodge days after his death. Preliminary investigations suggest he may have died days earlier, yet the cause remains unknown. It's a reminder that workplace safety and timely reporting are vital. We all want answers, especially when a life ends so mysteriously. Finally, in sports, Zambia's football team is battling for pride against Botswana after an early exit. Assistant coach Tengbeshi's call for resilience is more than just words, it's about rebuilding confidence and spirit. Sometimes it's not about winning every game, but about learning to stand up stronger after falling. So, as we wrap up today's episode, I want to leave you with a thought. In a country where healthcare faces staff shortages, governance blurs lines, and economic and political challenges persist, how do we, as individuals and communities, contribute to building a resilient Zambia? What role does each of us play in shaping the future amidst all these stories of struggle, hope, and recovery? Thanks for tuning into episode 499 of the Zed News Podcast. Until tomorrow, stay thoughtful, stay engaged, and remember, change begins with us. Good day.